Well, folks, I know it is hard to imagine, but one day in the future, this pandemic will be history. It will become part of the shared story of our collective past. So what are today's historians doing to help their future colleagues? Well, the New York Historical Society is temporarily closed to the public right now, but researchers there are actively and safely collecting COVID-19 objects as part of the Society's History Response Division.
Part of our goal in this collecting initiative is to make people think about what's around them and what's in their life that will resonate with people in the future.
That's Nina Nazionale, the Director of Library Operations and Curator of Printed Collections at the New York Historical Society. The History Response Division was created almost 20 years ago in the aftermath of 9/11. For this disaster, they're looking to document the heroic efforts of medical personnel, stories of COVID victims, effects on businesses, schools, and cultural groups, and the creativity born of isolation.
The other day I was taking a morning walk and signs had been posted on lampposts in the park, but they were clearly children's drawings as if they were official city signs. Be sure to keep 6 feet. And then another one was cover your mouth when you cough. You know, it was in crayon and it was this lovely scrawl of a kid. And so I think as people live their lives and they look around them and they see the drawings in apartment windows that mostly children have done of rainbows, and to realize that we would like a sample of those drawings so that it can be part of the permanent record of these weeks and months of the crisis that we're living through. A woman who gave birth in a Manhattan hospital a few weeks ago has promised to donate to us the hospital bracelet. Here she is admitted to a hospital to give birth during a pandemic, but somehow had the thought to contact us and say, I am considering donating the bracelet I was wearing. And of course, the hospital bracelet will have the date on it. All these things to keep in mind as potentially something that future generations will want to know about. I tell you, it's time sensitive, both in terms of getting the word out to people that we're collecting around events, but also in the sense that certain things might disappear. Likewise, somebody in their apartment self-isolating might not think that maybe they've marked a pair of household gloves with the word bleach because they want to keep it separate, you know, from the ones they use to do their dishes. But they may not realize that those gloves, in the context of the pandemic we're now experiencing, are a part of history. History is happening all around us. It's happening right now. We're part of that history. All of us are part of that history. So we want to document the way people live their lives day in and day out. An individual object or a series of objects tell you about the lives of people, the details, the textures of daily life. And the COVID-19 pandemic is characterized by changing plans and approaches. Nothing is routine. So it's so about the story unfolding, and it's the series that really tells the story.
Nina Nazionale is Director of Library Operations and Curator of Printed Collections at the New York Historical Society. She was talking about their History Response Division and the efforts underway to collect right now documentation around our shared experience of COVID-19. Now, if you're in New York or in the surrounding area and you have materials you'd like to donate, go to our website, onpointradio.org, for more information on how to do exactly that. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.